New York State has growing industries in wine and beer and distilled spirits. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Barbara Piazza argues the makers should be just as careful about what's on the label and protecting it as they are about what's in the bottles. Can protecting the label of a new winery or brewery or vodka distillery be almost as important as the product?
It's very essential that everyone takes measures to make sure that whatever their investment is that they're protecting. And when you're talking about your wine and what goes into the production of the wine, what goes into the selection of your trademark in terms of your label, you want to ensure that this is going to be a marketing tool for you and that for the general public, there's going to be an understanding about the product that they're purchasing.
That you know that no one else is going to come in and Bigfoot you because they're in the Napa Valley and they have the same name, or that people around here who want to buy something off the Niagara Wine Trail are getting what they thought they were getting.
When you are establishing your winery and when you're selecting your name, that you're selecting a name that's going to serve your interest and that you're going to make sure that you're going to protect that. And there's different ways that you can go ahead and you can protect that. Without question, if you have selected a winery name or a brand for your wine, it has certain rights that are attachable once it's in use. There are certain common law rights that geographically can help in terms of protection in that particular area. But to ensure that your label is protected, you may want to take greater measures than that. You want to make sure that you go ahead and you register that federally. And while you could register your labels within individual states, you have more substantial and greater protection if you do federal registrations. Federal registrations, in essence, puts others on notice that you have priority to the use of that name, and allows you to sue in federal court should somebody infringe on your right.
So this is more than just Googling the name you want to use and, well, there's nobody out there that we can find who uses that name. You basically need a lawyer to stand with the little old winemaker and make sure you do it right.
Essentially, you want to make sure that when you're choosing your mark, and remember, a trademark can be many different things. It can be a mark, it can be words, it can be a symbol, it can be a slogan. So if you're establishing any of these things, you want to make sure that you're going to establish something that's going to work with you now and in the future. How you select what mark you're going to use is very, very important in terms of its protectability. Essentially, trademark protection is available, but the spectrum of distinctiveness is what's going to determine how likely your trademark is going to be protected. For instance, if you have chosen a name that's highly unusual, what we coin in law as fanciful, which essentially means you make it up. If you do that,
like computer companies often do.
Computer companies, some of them do. Some of them use more arbitrary names. A good example of a real fanciful name might be Kodak. Essentially, it's a made-up name. It's not a name that we identify with in the English language. So it's so highly fanciful that it's more likely to be protectable, where if you have something that moves along the line of the spectrum of distinctiveness, it might not be as unusual, and yet it still may very well be entitled to protection. Another good example, you raise computers, Apple computer. Apple, certainly we can identify with that in the English language, but it certainly is very arbitrary in its use and its association with computers. So again, very highly likely to be protected.
Apple's an interesting use because not only do they have the name, they have that apple with a bite out of it. So
absolutely.
Do you have to protect both the name and their graphic?
Again, another very interesting question, because when you're dealing specifically with wine labels, there's different aspects of the label that may be protectable. Not necessarily the whole label in and of itself, but it might be the winery name. It might be the graphic on the label. And the graphic, too, is very important intellectual property concept, because if the graphic, like any other concept and trademark, if it identifies for the consumer the source of that product, then we're talking trademark. if it really doesn't rise to that level, and yet it's still a tremendous piece of artwork, it may be protected under copyright law.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Barbara Piazza has been here talking about trademarking the labels on the booze you want to sell to our local customers. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.